Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. Excuse me, and we'll bring them to you today here on the C2P. We're going to be joined shortly with Colorado State Mr. Versatility, Danny Nwosu. He played tight end. He's played fullback and linebacker at the University of Colorado State, or I should say Colorado State University. And like I said, and interested to find out how many positions this guy is kind of lined up in and how many different scenarios maybe play out as we move forward towards the NFL draft. Obviously, that is nearly under a month away. Tomorrow is April 1st, and we know this thing gets started April 27th through the 29th in the city of Brotherly Love, that's Philadelphia. And exciting time for these guys, and a lot to be talked about again as the days kind of dwindle down and as we build towards that 2017 NFL draft. We have a good lineup for you today. We have Aaron Fry from Bethany College on after Danny Nwosu. He takes a 2 o'clock spot. And then at 2:30, we have YSU leading rusher this past year, Jody Webb, the running back. Very quick, very compact, pint-sized powerhouse, if you will. And he'll be joining us at 2:30. If you miss any of those shows in their entirety, you always know they're free and available at iTunes. But with that said, and as promised, the standout from Colorado State, kind enough to join us here, Danny Nwosu. Danny, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Can you believe your time at Colorado State's kind of coming past, and now you prepare for the next level?
Definitely went by fast, I could say. I definitely appreciate every moment of it, and it helped me a lot grow as a person, both as a man, mentally and physically, especially when it came to sports.
I'm curious, man, because you've played both sides of the ball. You're a very versatile young man. I think even leaving high school, you know, I mean, you were a two-way guy who stood out on both sides of the football. I mean, what do you consider yourself as most?
That's a good question, actually, because I actually felt like when I played defense, I was able to dominate and stuff like that. I was able to control. Like, I played the buck position in our defense when I actually played defense. So I felt like I was able to control the tackles and stuff like that. So I was like the rush end. So basically I felt like I had enough power to hold up there and make plays there. But I feel like I've been translated over to an offensive player because of my versatility and the way tight ends are using the game this day and age, just being able to split out wide, being able to come out the backfield, being able to line up in the slot, just the mismatches that I'm able to present.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, leaving high school, I mean, what other schools were looking at you and what other positions were schools looking at you besides Colorado State?
It was actually a lot of ACC schools that were looking at me. I had a gray shirt opportunity over at Maryland, but I was advised to go ahead and roll with the options I had down. So I had a lot of Mountain West schools and a lot of ACC schools looking at me and stuff like that. I had a couple offers from some ACC schools that came in late. But at that point, you didn't want to just fill a spot. You know, you wanted to be a guy that came in, they had a plan for that was coming in and was able to go and be able to be on the field and make an impact.
Definitely, and you've definitely made impacts at, for the Rams on both sides of the ball. Once again, Danny Nwosu, Mr. Versatility here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show with him, you can always check it out at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his bio page at CollegeToPro.com. So obviously, you had your pro day. I think that went particularly well, at least looking at your numbers. Talk about what it was like to finally get that out of the way and just, you know, the whole, you know, the day. And, you know, and if you talk to any teams, what did they have to say to you?
Oh, yeah, man. It was just a process, man, I would like to say. It was just a lot building up to it. It was kind of – the day it came, I was actually a little bit nervous. But, I mean, I had spent the last, like, close to 4 months training with my trainer back in Maryland, Myron, with 360 Fit. And it was just a good process to embrace. I had a couple of NFL players that were training with us at the same time, also getting their workouts in and stuff. So they pretty much told me what to expect. kind of like what to do, what not to do, stuff like that, not to be nervous that you've been training for this, that you're ready for it and things like that. So that was reassuring and stuff like that, having pros being able to tell me how their pro day went, how what went wrong, what they did well and stuff like that. So I can say that helped a lot. That helped me a lot as far as getting ready for it.
Definitely. I'm just curious. I mean, did you have any interaction with any of the scouts? I mean, sometimes they just kind of take their notes and sneak out the door. Did anybody grab you afterwards or anything?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know if I'm supposed to say stuff, but, I mean, a couple of AFC North teams had hit me up, AFC South teams, and NFC North teams actually were in contact with me after the West call. After the pro day, they said that I looked nice. They liked my movement and things like that. I was actually dealing with kind of like a sprained ankle, but I mean, you know, it's pro day. You know what I'm saying? You've been working for it. You don't want to make an excuse. You're not there to make an excuse or anything. But I just went out there and tried to do my best and stuff like that. But the scouts definitely took notice, and I should have a couple. My agent told me I have a couple. I should have a couple workouts coming up, set up for me at mid April, something like that. So hopefully everything goes well.
Oh, that's fantastic news, and I'm sure that helps put some pep in your step, kind of put some validation and all the hard work you've been doing at 360 over the last 3 or 4 months. And like I said, that's glad to hear that these teams are taking notice of the ability that you bring. For you, I mean, when does it kind of sink in that you know you have the skill set? I mean, you know as well as anybody that all you guys who are suiting up and playing Saturday college football, especially in a program like Colorado State, big time program. You want this opportunity to come, but you know it doesn't happen for anybody. I mean, when do you kind of get the mindset that, hey, you know, what I'm doing on Saturday can translate into an opportunity on Sunday?
I want to say around, I mean, you're going to college, you're playing D1 football. I mean, I think a lot of people's goal is to make it to the next level. So I would say I kind of came in with the expectation, but, I mean, just being reassured by people that were already in the league or people that were heading to the league or even my coaches telling me that they know I have the skill set just by skill set from coaching other players that have been to the league and stuff like that, just being around other players. They see me practice, they see me play, they know I have the skill set that I just got to keep my head down and work.
Definitely a great response for that. And I'm curious, I mean, if you're in the film room, you're with some scouts, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are the qualities you bring to the tight end position where they're going to say, hey, Danny, we love this about you. We really like this as well.
I want to say my versatility and my physicality. In our offense, we kind of had like a board about, it was about like how many knockdowns people get in the games. That was like depending on pancakes and things like that. So, I mean, We were needed to be very physical in our offense. They needed us to be very physical. In our offense, we ran the ball a lot. So, you know, everything went off that, basically, play action, stuff like that. All the deep ball came from running the ball. So, things like that. So, the more physical we were, the better it was for us. And then as far as versatility, I was able to line up anywhere. I lined up a receiver this year. I lined up in the slot. I lined up with my hand down tight end. Lined up at wing. Stuff like that. We lined up in the backfield, stuff like that. So I would say my versatility is very reassuring. I feel like there's no place I can't come in and play and make an impact type of thing. And just being part of our offense, I mean, we had spread principles and we ran a pro style offense. Our main offense was a pro style offense, which is what the NFL runs and stuff like that. But we also had spread principles, which shows again my versatility and things like that.
Excellent stuff. And, you know, it's funny you mentioning that you guys kept track of the knockdowns. I was watching your highlights, and I don't even think we're a minute into the highlight reel. And you go out into your route, and you lock up on one of the defensive backs, and you just kind of hurl him to the ground. So I'm sure that would have been a point in the knockdown calling for Danny Nwosu, our guest today. Does anything go unnoticed that film doesn't reveal? I mean, we could say game film study. Leadership qualities, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I guess, what are some of the benefits scouts need to know about you that they may not necessarily see by breaking down tape?
I would say it's multiple things. I would say My durability. I would say they say the best ability is availability. So I maybe my whole career I maybe missed two practices in what 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
I haven't missed a game. I was never injured. I've never seriously been injured. Things like that. And then as far as like our offense, we ran like our offense was a pro style offense, so we ran the ball a lot, which didn't really have a lot of opportunities for our tight ends to catch the ball. Usually we're a run first team, and then after that we like to get the ball to our X receiver and stuff like that. So I would say my pass catching abilities, like on film, it might be underrated, but I'm a really great pass catcher. Anybody you talk to that people ask me, I'm surprised you didn't get the ball more and stuff like that. But like, I'm a unselfish player, you know, like whatever it takes to win. I'm not here to catch the ball 80 times. Hey, if that's what you want, I mean, hey, I'm there. I'm all for it. I won't say no, but I'm a guy that if you need me to stay in there, block, open up some holes for the team, I'm all about the team. That's what I would say.
Definitely. You're definitely all about the team and definitely be able to play both sides of the ball to help the team as well. Once again, the standout from Colorado State, Danny Nwosu, here on the C2P as we break down what this young man brings to the table. And that's why he has a couple workouts coming up, which is incredible. And he also shared that he spoke to some teams after his pro day. So definitely some validation in the hard work that this young man is putting forth. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I'm curious because of your versatility, or is there anybody at the next level when you're watching games, you're kind of like, hey, when I watch this guy, I kind of see some of the things that I hope to be able to do?
A lot of people compare me to Jordan Reed just because of his versatility and stuff. And I'm able to work out with Vernon Davis actually works out under my trainer. So he's there with us every once in a while, every like other day he's there working out with us. He says, he sees a lot of similarities in our game between me and Jordan Reed. We're about the same size, stuff like that, pretty much close in all aspects and stuff like that. He said I might even be a little bit bigger as far as body frame and stuff like that, but not to take anything away from Jordan Reed. He's a great guy, great dude to watch on tape, man. He's a beast, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Some people actually told me about Delanie Walker, too. They said that, like, I'm bigger than him or something, like I'm taller than him, but, like, they said, like, our game, the way I'm able, like, to play multiple positions, like he's a very versatile player, and so they just say that I remind them of him and stuff like that I'm able to line up wide. Like I feel like I can line up out wide and beat corners and stuff like that. Like I said, like I'm a guy, if an offense needs me to catch 80 balls in the season, hey, I'm all for it, and I could do it hands down. If you need me to catch 30 balls and stay in there and block, I could also do that and make an impact in the run game. So those are the two most I get. Is Jordan Reed and Delanie Walker. Some people said Vernon Davis, but you know Vernon Davis is just a freak as far as his speed and stuff like that. I don't have 4.3 speed. I'm pretty fast, but 4.3 is a different ballpark.
Yeah. Not many guys have what Vernon brings to the table. That's a whole nother level.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're almost out of time, but before we let you go, we always like to have some fun and throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, excuse me. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, which female celebrity are you going to take to dinner?
Man, it's a hard one. I would say I would probably have two, man. Can I have two?
This is your show. You could have as many as you like.
Okay, I would say Megan Fox. Megan Fox is from Transformers, right? That was the girl that was in Transformers?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would say Megan Fox or Rihanna.
There you go. Nice. Definitely
they're
two solid choices. Yeah, two fine dinner dates. Let me ask you this one. Coach Mike Bobo. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Bobo? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Oh, man. For Tone, we actually had a transfer over from Georgia to play quarterback, was recruited by Mike Bobo when he was at Georgia. So, man, it's the most hilarious thing. Like, it's all fun and games, you know, but he'll imitate the way the southern accent of Coach Bobo, and then he'll just have the whole team dying. So, one time they even did a skit in front of the team during camp, and everybody, even Coach Bobo, was dying laughing. It was just great. It was all a great moment.
Excellent. I like it.
Then the final question.
Then
he ran us. We made his one sprint.
That's great. That is good stuff. It's always fun to hear when the kids can kind of have fun with the guys like that. The final question,
sir.
We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on the shoes. If you were having your cleats or spikes painted or put with the theme, what kind of paint job would you want on there?
Wow. Like, as a theme as far as what? Like, give me an example.
You know what? We've had guys, some guys want like a cheetah. Some guys want Megatron,
okay.
Like a superhero, like Iron Man. Some guys want like a name of a family member.
I would say the Flash, because I grew up, man. I was a big superhero guy growing up, and I don't know. I fell in love with the Flash, man. Super speed. You can't beat that.
No, you can't, man. Well, hey, not that many guys can beat you, man. Hey, fantastic career. Obviously, you're doing all the right things to get into the right position. So, hey, man, we'd like to say stay humble
mm-hmm.
and be blessed, my man.
Thank you, sir. Definitely appreciate that. And God bless. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mr. Versatility from Colorado State, Danny Nawasu. And this kid, when you talk about a skill set, this kid is really diverse in what he's able to do. And he was so transparent in whatever he was able to do at Colorado State. I mean, he mentioned they lined him up in the slot. They put his hand in the dirt. They had him line up a receiver at wing in the backfield. Like I said, I mean, this kid could do it all. And like I said, not only can he do it all on the offensive side of the ball, but if you're in a pinch, this kid can go slide over and I think, wreak some havoc by making plays on the defensive side of the ball. So a lot to talk about him as we build, again, towards April 27th in the NFL draft. If you want more of our fantastic guests today, iTunes Under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his bio page up shortly. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.